Well, that gets us to the work, as my sponsor said, and we're at step four. Made a searching and fearless inventory of ourselves. What's the principle? First one, you got it, honey, honesty. Honesty. What's freedom from? This is funny. Dishonesty. The pain of being dishonest. How many times did I go in and somebody didn't quite get the numbers right, but they were in my favor? And I walked out with this little smile like, I got it. The first time I went to a small shop, they had a jacket. It was $40. I'll never forget it. And I had a few other things. My daughter was with me. And she'd added them up. And she handed me this slip. She put down four. I said, oh, my dear, I think you made a mistake. This one's 40. Oh, she says, thank you so much. I would have lost my job. How good did I feel walking out of that store? How good did I feel walking out of the other one? So it should be honesty, dishonesty. I was just starting to feel okay with myself. It was starting to kind of hook in. And the being non-toxic for that length of time was starting to allow me to open my head. I said, oh God, I can't do the fourth step. I got to work a little bit. It's going to take me a while. That sponsor that was so mean, she said, just go ahead and do it. You'll be doing this for years. So I did the how. I did the how fourth step. Oh my God, you guys know that how fourth step. On and on and on. Read, read, read. Do, do, do. Read, read, read. And it was great. And she was right. I've done the fourth step many times. What I do now is I do daily 10th step. I think that that is really a requirement of, staying in place, staying aligned. And I'll talk a little bit more about that actually when we get into those steps. But that fourth step gave me the fuel, the grounding. They gave me what I needed to have to continue my journey, recognizing what happened. My resentments, that's where my resentments really came to, I was going to say fruition. That's not a, would that be a good word in this case? Maybe. But they did get big, and they did get visible. And I did have a mindset that I'd start to see them. You know, I was this person that I saw life like this. You know, a scary movie, and you know, if you've ever done this, maybe you haven't, but I used to go with my cousin. She always wanted to go to scary movies. And I would cover my eyes, and then I would open fingers just a little bit. Just a little bit, so I could see just a little bit of that, and then close it back up. That's the way I face life. That's what I see as what I was doing. We now must begin a fact-finding, the searching, and a fact-facing, the fearless, examination of what is blocking us from the sunlight of the Spirit. Not facing the truths is far more destructive than facing them. And I'm just going to read, I'm a little bit of a big booker, just because it gives me that grounding. Those people are so wonderful. They were so wonderful. They're my gift. They're my gift from my higher power. And all of ours.